Hello and welcome to another edition of Culture Shots. My name is Owen Drynan. Coming up on the show, Marianne Batty interviews Gráinne O'Toole, Workplace Rights Project Leader with the Migrant Rights Centre Ireland, or MRCI. Later on, we hear excerpts from Labour TD Robert O'Dowd and Mohamed Yunus speaking at a protest organised by the MRCI's Forced Labour Action Group. We're also going to play music from Bob Dylan and Jose James. Now let's go to that interview with Marianne and Gráinne.
This is Marianne Batty of NEA FM. I have Gráinne O'Toole with me today, who's going to be talking to us about forced labour, a campaign that she's working on. Gráinne works for Migrants Rights Centre. Gráinne, would you mind telling us a bit more about the background of MRCI?
Yes, the Migrant Rights Centre is 10 years running this year, and it was set up in response to migrants needing advice and information about their employment rights, and it's grown from that into an organisation where migrant leaders are emerging, tackling a range of issues such as forced labour, undocumented workers. Undocumented workers are people who have lost their papers through no fault of their own, and maybe through unscrupulous employers. And they're working now hard to try and renew their status in Ireland. We're also working on, as I just mentioned, forced labour. Forced labour is severe exploitation where workers are subjected to threats, violence, psychological abuse, coercion, and their wages are withheld, passports taken, and so on. So they're all migrant workers are also campaigning for that. And we also have young leaders emerging through the organisation. So it's a very, very exciting time in the Migrant Rights Centre, because a lot of migrants now have settled in Ireland and are now living here, building their lives here, and their children, you know, are growing up in Ireland.
I see you've given us some bit of explanation on what forced labour is, but who does forced labour really affect?
Forced labour affects all workers, because any workplace, if it goes unchecked, can degenerate into forced labour. We have dealt with 160 cases of forced labour over the last number of years, where that has disproportionately affected migrant workers. It happens in private homes, it happens in agricultural industry, in the construction industry, in restaurants, in the entertainment industry. Often it's workers who are very isolated on their own, who are in Ireland, don't know the laws of the country, the language, and employers play on these vulnerabilities to exploit people for their labour.
If you can tell us maybe a bit about the campaign, I see there's a campaign that you're working on now. Could you tell the listeners about that, please?
Yes, basically there's no law in Ireland at the moment to deal with forced labour, so it's a very profitable business for employers who exploit someone. For example, they don't pay them, withhold their passport, and frighten them into staying with them. The key to forced labour from an employer point of view is keeping someone under their control so that they can exploit them for very little, if no, payment. So we are campaigning to bring in a law to criminalise forced labour, so it sends a message to employers that this will not be tolerated. It's an urgent issue because of the recession. We know that it's going more and more underground because people are afraid to leave employment, maybe even where they're getting a euro an hour because they have nothing and nowhere to go. So we've asked the government to bring in a law to stop forced labour and to bring in protections for victims. There's a campaign group within the Migrant Rights Centre called the Forced Labour Action Group. It's led by people who've been through forced labour themselves. They're working actively, meeting political parties, protesting, organising media events, producing policy documents, analysing the law in order to put everything in place and have done to make the case to government for this to happen.
Looking at maybe the cases that you have dealt with, forced labour cases, do you think there is more of forced labour happening in Ireland?
Well, I think the extent of it in Ireland is unknown, but what we do know is that we are firefighting and we're at the tip of the iceberg. We're only seeing, as I said, where we've seen 160 cases, which is is too many, but we're seeing these cases, but we know there's many more. And this experience that we believe is borne out across the world, international organisations have told us the case that it's very hidden. And unless you have strong laws to guard against it, you're not going to get people coming forward. So we need to act and, I suppose, root it out and make sure that people who, unscrupulous employers, know that this is not a country that they can get away with forced labour.
Is there any maybe kind of help that you would like to get from the public concerning this?
I suppose we're always trying to make the public more aware and that this happens, that it's across all sectors of employment and it's across all types of employers. It's a big issue for Irish employers as well, because some Irish employers commit forced labour, the majority of employers, be they Irish or from other countries, would be horrified to think that forced labour exists. So what we need from employers and from the public in general is their support for the law against forced labour, and from an employer perspective to introduce the highest practices, best practices in employment in their workplaces, so that forced labour isn't given an opportunity to flourish.
Thank you very much, Gráinne, for talking to me today about forced labour, and good luck on the request to the Minister. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mariam.
That was Mariam and Gráinne on location at the Migrant Rights Centre. And now, Bob Dylan with The Lonesome Debt of Hattie Carroll.
Williams and Zinger killed poor Hattie Carroll with a cane that he twirled around his diamond ring finger at a Baltimore hotel society gathering. And the cops was called in and his weapon took fire. Bury the rain deep in your face. For now's the time for your tears.
Let's move on to excerpts from a protest against forced labour, which took place outside Papadom restaurant in Clondalkin, where ex-employee Mohammed Yunus faced exploitation during his time working there as a chef. In September 2011, the Labour Court awarded Mohammed $92,000 in unpaid wages. 6 months later, he still has not been paid. Now we hear from Labour TD Robert Oud, speaking in support of the campaign against forced labour. A note before we play the excerpt. Some protest banners read, "Beep to say no to modern day slavery." So the following two clips feature some street noise and drivers honking horns in support of the protest.
Robert Dowd's local Labour TD. It's an honour for me to be here to support Mohammed in his search for justice, to get the pay that he has earned and should have had many, many moons ago. It's an absolute disgrace that we have to come here this evening to fight for rights that have been recognised for hundreds of years at this stage. And I thought that the last major push for workers' rights was done 100 years ago, but I have sadly had to relearn that is not correct, and that since the Gamma workers had to fight for proper pay and conditions, we've had this and a number of other examples of appalling treatments, slave treatment of workers, and this must end. I call on Papadoms to pay Mohammed the money that he is owed, and to bring this whole sad episode to a conclusion. It is a disgrace that somebody has been left on the sidelines in the way that Mohammed has, and he deserves justice immediately.
Next up, we have a song, Jose James, The Dreamer.
His hand, raise his hand.
Finally, we hear from Muhammad Yunus in his own words. Translation from Urdu to English was provided by Wasim Yusuf.
Muhammad is saying he came here in 2002 and just after a day he started working in this restaurant and there was no day off except the Christmas day which was 25th of December. He's saying he keep asking for holidays and he was not granted any holidays. And he keep asking his owner to issue a work permit or just apply his work permit, but he never applied for it.
Or me, gada diyan samjhiyan denda si. Main usko passport lene gaya ta mainu kehnda tenu passport gada de si. Aur gada tenu jail khadegi airport te jaake passport de si.
And he was threatened by his owner when he asked for his passport. His passport was withheld. And he was told that if you want your passport, go and get it from guards and you will be in jail and be deported from this country. For first 2.5 years, he started work from 4 in the afternoon and until about 1 o'clock in the morning.
ਔਰ ਕੋਈ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਛੁੱਟੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਤਲਬ ਛੁੱਟੀ ਤੋਂ ਮੰਗਦਾ ਜਾਂ ਛੁੱਟੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਤੇਰਾ ਮੈਂ ਵਰਪਣ ਮਕਰਾ ਸਾਂ ਮੇਰਾ ਸੁਨੀ ਕਰਾਇਆ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਲੱਗਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਜੇ ਤੇਰਾ ਵਰਪਣ ਨਾਲੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਟੈਕਸ ਦੇ ਰਿਹਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਵਰਪਣ ਕਰਾ ਦੇ ਸਾਂ
ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਕੀਪ ਆਸਕਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਹੋਲੀਡੇਜ਼ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਹੀ ਗੈਟ ਟਾਇਰਡ ਇਨ ਵਰਕ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਜਸਟ ਬੀਨ ਟੋਲਡ ਨਾਓ ਯੂ ਕੀਪ ਵਰਕਿੰਗ ਆਮ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਪੇ ਯੂਰ ਟੈਕਸਸ ਐਂਡ ਲੇਟਰ ਔਨ ਯੂ ਗੈਟ ਯੂਰ ਪਰਮਿਟ ਡਨ ਬਟ no permits, no tax, and no holidays.
ਮੈਂ ਫਿਰ ਕੁਛ ਘਰ ਗਿਆ ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰਾ ਵਰਕ ਪਰਮਿਟ ਕਰਾ ਤਾਂ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਗਾਡਾ ਬਣਾਵਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਰਿਹਾ ਵਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਵਰਕ ਪਰਮਿਟ ਕਰਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਕਰਾ ਦੇ ਸਾਂ
and he actually keep asking for a work permit and he was threatened by for guards to say okay if you want your work permit I'm going to hand over to you to the guards and they will put you in the jail and deport you The first 2.5 years he was only paid 5,000 euro for long shifts, 7 days a week, no day off.
And no holiday, only 7 years and 7 days. No holiday, 25 December, only holiday.
Only the day off he got was 25th of December.
7 years.
And he didn't have a good service with me. ਇਹ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਤਲਬ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸੁਰਖਾਸ ਆ ਕੇ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਤਾਂ ਪ੍ਰੈਸ਼ਰ ਹੀ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਰਹੇ ਚਾਰੇ ਭਰਾ ਪ੍ਰੈਸ਼ਰ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਤ੍ਰੈ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਫਿਰ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮੈਂ ਵੱਡਾ ਭਰਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਗਾਡਾ ਦੀ ਧਮਕਿਆ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਲੱਗਾ ਗਿਆ
Hamjad is saying he was threatened, he was pressurized by Hamjad Hussain and his three other brothers.
ਉਹਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਨਸਾਫ ਚਾਹੀਏ.
All I'm looking today is justice.
ਔਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਅੱਛਾ ਸਲੂਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ
ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ
ਬਦਖਲਾਕੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹੇ
They didn't treated me well and I'm still looking for justice.
ਔਰ ਫਿਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਮੇਰਾ ਵਰਪਣ ਪਾਇ ਕੇ ਨਾ ਸੋ ਪਾਸਪੋਰਟ ਮੇਰਾ ਮਾਈਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਆਇਆ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਸੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਜਾ ਤੂੰ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਪਾਸਪੋਰਟ ਲਿਆ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਅਪਲਾਈ ਕਰਦਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਮੇਰਾ ਅਪਲਾਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਫਰਾਡ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਨ ਕੁਝ
And once they asked me to go and get your passport from Migrant Rights Center, but I came to know that the Migrant Rights Center actually helped me to get out of this situation. And I was being fraud by the owner of Papadam.
Oh, inna mere naal acha saluk nahi kita. Eh siru mainu laare hi lai rakhe na te raj varpan kara sa kal kara sa aaj kara sa. Main is meri koi galti nahi agar meri koi galti hai oh mainu dasso va teri hai galti hai. Mainu angrezi nahi si aunni. ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਆਉਣੀ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਹੁਣ ਤੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਵਰਪਣ ਬਣ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮਤਲਬ ਡਰਾ ਡਰੂ ਕਾ ਧਮਕਾ ਕੇ ਰੱਖਿਆ
He saying that my work permit been never been applied by the owner and I keep asking that when my work permit will be issued it was not my fault that I'm illegal because it was the owner and I don't know English I'm not educated
ਔਰ ਉਸ 2009 ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਂ ਛੁੱਟੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਮਹੀਨਾ ਉਹ ਮੈਂ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਕਿਹਾ ਤਨਖਾਹ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦੇਣੀ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਤਨਖਾਹ ਹੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੱਤੀ
ਇਨ 2009 ਆਈ ਗਾਟ ਅ ਮੰਥ ਆਫ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਸ ਦ ਲਾਸਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਈ ਐਕਚੁਅਲੀ ਫॉर ਲਾਸਟ 7 ਇਅਰਸ ਆਈ ਓਨਲੀ ਗਾਟ ਅ ਮੰਥ ਆਫ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਨਾਟ ਇਵਨ ਪੇਡ ਫॉर ਦੈਟ ਡੇ ਆਫ
ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਨਸਾਫ ਚਾਹੀਏ ਇਨਸਾਫ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਇਨਸਾਫ ਚਾਹੀਏ ਅਗਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਕੋਈ ਗਲਤੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦੱਸੋ ਤੇਰੀ ਹੈ ਗਲਤੀ ਹੈ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਇਨਸਾਫ ਚਾਹੀਏ
All I'm looking today is justice. And if it's my fault, I'm ready to take the punishment.
And this is my story. If the story is not my wrong story,
He's saying, my story is totally true. And if I am telling lie, I'm ready to take the punishment. All I'm looking is justice.
ਮੇਰਾ ਕੋਰਟ ਨੇ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਔਰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਅਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਕੋਈ ਪੈਸੇ ਬਾਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਕੋਰਟ ਨੇ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਜੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਹੱਕ ਵਿੱਚ
The labor court has given the decision that Muhammad Yunus should be paid and he's saying he was not paid a single penny yet.
It's 92,000. ਆ ਸ਼ੁਕਰੀਆ ਆਪ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਲੋਕ ਆਏ ਆਪ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਸ਼ੁਕਰੀਆ
And at the end Muhammad saying he wants to thank everybody who were here and who were supporting him.
Thanks for listening and thank you to our guests, Grania O'Toole, Robert O'Dowd TD, Wasim Youssef and Muhammad Yunus. This is Owen Drennan. Tune in every week, Mondays from 6:30 to 7 on Near FM. To listen back to past episodes, simply log on to www.nearpodcast.org.
The content and views expressed in this program are those of the participants alone and do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of POBL, the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration, or the European Commission.
This project is co-financed by the European Commission under the European Integration Fund and is supported by the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration in the Department of Justice and Equality and POBL.